In the Surrey Premiership, Banstead beat Sutton by 126 runs and Reigate Priory beat Esher by 4 wickets. With 4 straight wins, the Llamas are top on 80 points and Banstead equal second on 63. In Division 2, Chipstead Coolsdon Walcountians lost to Farnham by 7 wickets and Dorking lost to Dulwich by 6 wickets. Dorking still second on 61 and CCW fourth with 55 points. In Division 5, Merstham beat Horsley and Send by 4 wickets with Simon Rivers, Ben Baker and Laurie Nicholson in the runs. They climbed to 8th on 42 and they're only 5 points off 4th. In the Sussex Premiership, East Grinstead beat Mayfield by 4 wickets. They're 5th with 89 points. Roffey beat Horsham by 7 wickets to stay unbeaten with 5 wins out of 5. They are 31 points clear at the Premiership top with 146. Three Bridges beat Brighton and Hove by 29 runs and they are 8th with 83 points. In Sussex Division 2, Ifield lost to Bognor Regis by 8 wickets and are 9th with 60 points. In Division 3 East, Crawley Eagles lost to Preston Nomads 2s by 8 wickets. They're 6th now with 83 points. In West Division 4, Crawley beat Chippingdale by 21 runs to be 2nd on 127 points. Felbridge and Sunnyside beat Worthing 2s by 179 runs. They're 4th equal on 112. South Nutfield have sent us results for the last 2 weeks and they and East Horsley have maximum points in Surrey Downs Division 1 after 5 games. On the 25th of May, South Nutfield 282 for 7, Jack Bellers 67, Rob Wigley 66, Daniel Trout 3 for 43, Capel 166, Dominic Paul 59, Chris Wigley 6 for 16, Matt Lewis 3 for 51. South Nutfield 2's all out 66 and Cranley 3's 67 for 1. Then last weekend, South Nutfield 1's 275 for 3, Simon Morris 77, Chris Walker 56, Jack Bellers at 55 not out, Kautuk Pawali at 53 not out, Lakshan Gamage 3 for 30 and Woldingham 62 all out, Mike Redfern 37, Chris Wigley 3 for 10. Nutfield 1's took South Nutfield 2's for 290 for 4. South Nutfield 2's all out for 195, of which Chris Bailey made 122. Newdigate made 305 for 5. Dave Arnold 81, Matt Clark 97 against Godalming, who totaled 177, Newdigate winning by 128 runs, and Ben Cameron's 8 for 40 is the second best ever bowling performance by a Newdigate player. Newdigate 2's won by 7 wickets, Caterham 105, Will Burley 3 for 16, Newdigate 106 for 3, Paul Hughes 58 not out. The first 11 are 5th in the Fuller's Premiership, the second 11 are 3rd. The Sunday 11 played the Jesters, a wandering side founded by Sir Pelham Warner. They made 247 for 9, but Harry Ellis took 5 for 33, including the hat-trick. Newdigate were 138 all out. Hawley picked up their third Fuller's Division 1 win of the season. They're in third place in the table, having bowled out Ripley for 129, in spite of the fact that Ripley were at one point 70 for 8. Jonathan Barnett took 4 for 32. Hawley won by 5 wickets. Ben Renfrew with 20 was Hawley's only top 5 batsman to reach double figures, but Matt Reed 40 and Ross Nell got Hawley over the line. Hawley 2s are on 5 wins out of 5 with a 6-wicket win at Longditton. They're joint top of the Fuller's second 11, Division 1. Longditton 138, wickets shared around. Andrew Thomas carried his bat for 58 and Andrew Burbage made 42 off 18 balls. Those two sealed the win for Hawley with time to spare. Hawley's Sunday Strollers beat Sunbury, bowling Sunbury out for 119, passing the score for the loss of 5 wickets. Kieran Childs 26, Salim Nadir 23, and it was Naveed Sherwani and Callum Tester who saw Hawley home. Hawley under-15's opener Christian Kelly made 113 not out and then retired. Hawley beat Old Rutlishians under-15s by 116 runs. Kelly and Shay Meacher made an opening stand of 82. Kelly was dropped as he sought a 6 to reach 100. Ben Cooper took 3 for 28 in the reply. Hawley under-11s maintained their winning start with a convincing victory against Saunderstead. Hawley under-10s beat Dorking by 29 runs. And Hawley under-9s avenged their first round cup defeat by Sutton with a 30 runs league victory.